Okay. Okay. While waiting for the rest, maybe I read to you all this pre-closing ceremony. What are we supposed to do? Those who are going back, afternoon section, sit in the center. Try to sit in the center. Okay, this pre-closing ceremony comes about because there are people first session leaving. So we have a pre-closing ceremony. So this will involve formal introduction and personal sharing and feedback by all the participants, including any suggestion, if any, from them on how to improve on our future program. Then also the personal sharing, you can share based on what have you received and experienced, and in what way has it really benefited you, helped you, and also brings about better understanding of the teaching. So you can share. Then after that, I will brief you all on the what they call how to continue the cultivation when you return to your normal daily life. Then this is followed by acknowledgement of thanks, rejoicing, asking for forgiveness, and closing puja. So the important things about daily mindfulness and Noble Eightfold Path cultivation in daily life, you have to do it even after the retreat. That is the message at the back. So to continue, you have to maintain this daily mindfulness practice to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path in daily life. But I will explain to you how you can do it. Okay. So now we may have to start the first part. Hello. Stephanie put it. You check and this way, you check. Is it okay? Okay, Stephanie said it just now. I think it's not that. Okay. So those who are going back, sit in the center, then we are going to start. So if you just came in, you read the pre-closing ceremony, 12:15 to 2:45. We almost 12:25 in MI. We got surplus time actually. We got another 1 hour from 3 to 4 to say farewell and first group leave for PJ and KL. So the photo all we can do later. Okay, Joyce, where is May? She requested for what? I was told by Joyce, Sister May received a message from up there. Want us to chant the Great Compassionate Mantra. Ta Bei Zhou. Who know how to chant? Good. Where is Eng Bi? Is there? May, yes. May, I need to check with you. Come. I was told by Joyce you received a message. What did they want? Which one? Oh, Mahakari. The Great Compassionate Mantra. Where is the Pali one? You got our chanting book, don't have that. In which book? India one. Come, let's show me the book. Yeah, this is Tapecho. Namo Ranataya, Namo Arya Jana. Who know how to chant?
Joyce.
Wow, Joyce, come. Wow, you try to ask people to take over. This one is something very good. You should chant. Oh, so short, ah? Oh, three times only. Oh, okay, lah. Come. Joyce and Padma Suri take the other mic. Joyce, come. Here, mic is here. You all two together, like just now. Pauline, you want to sit at the back or not? Just in case. okay. okay. But this one is great compassion, no problem. This one is not the metta. This one is great compassion. Great compassion. Yes. Oh, definitely, because this is Kuan Yin's Da Bei Zhou. No. Just in case, you sit behind her, don't worry. Because earlier on, we didn't know that it can trigger off. I thought no more problem. Okay, can we have your attention, Those who know how to chant, do it together. Okay. Ready? Joyce, ready? Pak Masuri, come. You hold my mic. You all together. Come. Hold my mic. Sit here. May, sit here. Pak Masuri, come. Engbi also here. Engbi, you know how to chant the Pali Maha Karani Dharana Tapeto. You see? Oh, Pali one, no? Namo Ratna Tarayaya, Namo Arya Jana Sagara. Oh, you don't know. Okay. Yeah.
Could I, excuse me, I may have forgotten some. You can Namo Ratna Trayaya, Namo Arya Jana, Sata Radveru Jana, Uru Rakazat Tadgataya, Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya, Namo Sawatata Kate Te Akate De, Samya Sambuddhede Namo Arya Avalokite Suraya Bodhisaroya Mahasaroya Mahakarunikaya Deya Om Dadara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Namo Ratra Trayaya Namo Arya Jana Sakara Duru Jana Uru Rakhasa Tata Kagataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Namo Sawatata Tate De Akate De Samya Sambuddhede Namo Arya Avalokite Suraya Bodhisaroya Mahasaroya Mahakarunikaya Teya Kaomdadara Diri Diri Duru Duru Iti Wade Sade Sale Prasale Kusuma Kusume Wari Ratnaye Soha. Namo Ratnatraya Ya Namo Aryajana Sakara Durjana Guru Rakatata Gataya Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Namo Sawatata Tate De Arhate De Samya Sambuddhaya Namo Arya Avalokite Suraya Bodhisattvaya Mahasattvaya Mahakarunikaya Deyata
Okay, thank you so much. Huh? Very good. Sadhu. Huh? Thank you so much. Huh? I think this is what they want them to be. Huh? Very good. Just now, two person came out with the mudra, then I think Mimi is crying also. Huh? It's very good for her now, for Pulian. Do you all saw her mudra or not? So graceful, you know, just, as the Tapito or Mahadharani mantra was chanted. Don't worry, let it come out. Brilliant, let it come out. Let it come out. It's okay, let it come out. So rejoice, so all this is what actually they want, and I think this one will help beings, a lot of beings, because it's a great compassionate mantra from Kuan Yin Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. So okay, we have done what they requested, so we can continue. Okay. You all can actually sit back if you want to. Sit back, space out a bit. Okay. So now we will start off with the formal introduction and personal sharing, then feedback by all participants. So the personal sharing could be you just introduce yourself. Then after that, you just share whatever that you experience here, whether this retreat has benefited you in any way, in the understanding of the Dhamma or in whatever that brings about understanding, then what you experience about in this retreat, how different is it compared to your daily life, and is it something that impacts you and all this thing. Then towards the end, maybe a short sharing is whether you have any feedback or not for us to improve on the subsequent year's program. So future retreat program, if any, you can give your whatever suggestion based on what you understand and see, so that we can year on year improve on it. Like last year, we overlooked the duty roster. So this year, we did it. So now the place is a lot more conducive, cleaner. The other thing, the other thing is before we start, we should recall to mind and have this gratitude towards the temple people, the committee, the founder, and all those who have made this facility available for us to have a venue to develop this retreat and meditation so that all this wholesomeness are possible. So this are condition that can bring forth great benefits, not only to you all, but to all those who can benefit. Understand? Then in future, when you are able to walk this path, you all can be a blessing to all. So the spin-off from all these retreat facilities are immense. Eh? So we rejoice with the temple people and all those that make it possible, including the organizer, everything. Eh? We say sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So the organizer, you already know them. Eh? No need to introduce. Then what about the account? Is that the final one? Is that the final one? Never mind, it's okay. So, I explain a little bit so that you understand. It is our intention to make sure all participants to this retreat will have maximum benefit of what they have paid or donated and contributed. So all this money that we collect for your retreat fees, then together the donation, we are going to do a few wholesome things. First, we put all this money into a common pool so that whoever offer, donate or whatever, partake in the same fund that do all this wholesomeness. And the main cost go towards transportation, your bus, because you need 3 trips this time instead of 2. Then the other one is food. These 2 are major. So as you can see, food is 5,000 something. Oh, food and transport only 5,000 something. Yeah, another 4,000. So total is about 9,000. So our collection is how much? Yeah, I know. So we all rejoice with all the donation. Sadhu, 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 and the contribution. Because your Kayanamita fund also donated Tuesday class and Thursday class, 500 each. So all this you all partake in the wholesomeness. So since we have about $13 something, it will cover the food and the bus, I think. So 9,000 something. So we are left with about how much? The surplus is about how much? So that we donate to the temple. Oh, the donation to the temple. Oh, that is not the collection. That is the donation. Oh, okay. Means not your donations collection, then how much we donate to the temple? We have to work it out. Oh, here. Joyce. Oh, yeah. Okay, then we resolve it later. Maybe we resolve it later. I think not much. That one, whatever surplus, we donate back to Kayanamita.
Okay, so, so what we did was we passed the hat around, and the total donation towards the temple is 4,535.
Oh, sadhu, sadhu.
For the food, the temple charges 6 ringgit per head per meal. So breakfast, lunch, dinner is 18 ringgit per head. So calculated everything is 5,166. So the amount...
Okay.
Sorry. Fruits is separate. The fruits supposed to be about 600. So anyway, when you add the two, the donation and the food, it is 9,701. So this amount that we
pay to the temple.
Supposed to pay the temple.
Okay.
So what I propose to do is actually round it up.
Round it up to 10,000. Yes, very 10, good. 10,000. Sadhu. Then after that, if those come in, whatever surplus, we donate back to Kayanamita Fund so that you can also get to partake in the Kayanamita Fund. So all this we should rejoice. Then thank all those who have helped to make it possible, including all the committee members, those people who has helped, and the one that helped keep the money in the account and all those things. Yeah? Okay, so with that settled, at least we don't have to rush our closing ceremony. Yeah? So now we can start off with the official introduction and personal sharing and feedback by those participants that are going back. Yeah? So all these are going back on. Huh? Okay, so we go by front to back. Huh? So the first one is sister one, Christina. Huh? Oh, she's not going back. Okay. Then on Friday. Okay, Christina, you can share. You introduce yourself first, so that people know you. Huh? Pass the mic.
Prasidio, can I say something?
Can.
I used to manage a company, and there are salesmen that reports to me, especially the newer salesmen and all. And then they allocate time, 30 minutes, 1 hour. They want to see as many clients as possible. Okay, so let's say 30 minutes. And take this example. He's a car salesman, might be, or Toyota, whatever. Allocate 30 minutes, go and see Brother Teo. Okay? So come, talk, introduce, explain everything. Toyota hybrid, very good, save petrol, everything. And he look at his watch, 29 minutes already. Yeah. And Brother Teo asks, how many colors you have? And he said, sorry, time's up, I got to go already. So the moral of this story is more some of you, like Brother Teo says, suddenly the Dharma door open already. Then you look inside and say, I got to go back.
Yeah, thank you.
You have an option to stay.
Never mind. Huh? Just sweet and sherry. You don't force others. You don't have to like force yourself. If you got your worldly duties, please settle it. Settle it properly, amicably. Otherwise, I don't want you to go back get problem. Then you say, Brother Teo's retreat lah. I say, never mind. Huh? You cannot stay back also, never mind. This 5 days is already good. I have shared all the notes that you need to know. Huh? The more important thing is, go back from now onward, after I will share with you. How you can carry on this routine and develop this sincere determination to cultivate the spiritual faculty and train your mind to have heedfulness. Then after that, you will know what to do. Then you will progress very fast. Okay? Of course, those who have the condition, you do the silent retreat, it may also bring about good condition. Okay, we let Christina introduce herself, then share with us her experience and whatever advice she has. Okay, Christina, you can start.
Yeah. Good afternoon to you, Brother Teo, and all the brothers and sisters in the Dharma. Actually, this 5 days retreat, from my experience, I received a lot, and I'm very thankful. From the previous retreat and this retreat, I gained and progressing. From what I can know is I'm progressing.
Yeah, you can see from there. Sadhu, some more? Anything else? Because you are more calm, more peaceful now. Yeah. Your daily life has change because you have developed understanding. So that is the process of straightening your view and all those things. Then there is more happiness, more joy, more peace, less of those worldly problems. Issue can be resolved. Then you can see her, this retreat, so different, so peaceful, so calm, so full of what they call determination to cultivate. She did very well from the earlier report of the meditation, you know. Then you see her face radiant, a lot of joy. Sadhu.
Sadhu. And also, I'd like to thank to Brother Siu An because he's the one who asked me to stay back.
Oh, good.
Actually, I'm going back to my hometown, my brother's son's wedding.
Oh, okay.
So, I plan to have the 9 days on. But when I talk to my brother and my mother, I say I'm coming for the retreat. They say, "Hey, the wedding is more important." So
it's okay. Let it be. Don't force.
Yes.
Very good. Mm.
And then I like to share one thing is actually I think on the second day, my son text me and tell me that he is not going back to the wedding dinner. So, the moment I hear it, pop.
Your emotion.
Yes. But after listening to the Dharma talk, so peace and
calm. Yeah, very good, Sadhu. That is what will happen. Because when you understand it, you will recall, Reality already explained us, my life. The reality is he don't want to go back. His life, he decide. Don't have to force him. Unless there are conditions to speak or say anything. Otherwise, just tell him it's okay. But if you got something to add to the children, you say, if you can and really not something very, very urgent, then you say, your brother, is his, what he call, your son call what? Uncle or what?
Acik.
Acik, or don't know. Is it? They will prefer us as a family go back. So that in future you get married, they will also come to your wedding. So some of this can be nicely worded. Like Joyce told me, he seek permission from the husband. Oh, she write very nice. You learn from her. Her SMS was very nice. Until the husband said, no problem. As long as you are happy, go ahead. Wow. He said, she told me outside. He said, normally husband not like that. So that's how right speech or right communication can really make a big difference. Good. Added to you.
And then I when I have this peace and calm, then after the listening to the Dharma, meditating, I go back, I check my phone. My son actually sent me a very good message.
I'm so happy. See, what you see on the SMS, seeing consciousness, go in, can condition you first time, emotion start, then the Dharma say, no point. Okay, accept. That's why when you're patient, then the second one comes, very nice message. Means the children actually have this feeling for the mother too. Understand? So what is written, give rise to joy. Understand? Yeah, you know how to rejoice. Understand? The first case is, initially you have habitual tendency, so still come out. Understand? And then you recall the Dhamma, then it subsides. And then that time, you have understanding, means you say, his life, let him decide. And so, condition like that, don't force it. Because you are in a retreat. And so just let things be. So when she did that, the condition arise. The second SMS comes, wow, very nice message, joy. And so life is like that. If you know how to perceive it with wholesomeness, then with the acceptance of the reality, no need to react, no need to blame. You are always at peace. You are not at peace with your wrong view. You want things your way. You say, my brother's wedding, how can don't go back? Then you die already. But it's only a vibration that enter the ear, the brain interpret. Then it can condition the form and mind to become emotional. So you ask yourself, it's only vibration. You already stir, understand? So sometimes the seeing, you react. Hearing, you react. The thought also you react. That shows you don't have Dhamma. If you have Dhamma, you are always at peace, understand? Whatever you hear, whatever you see or think, you will be at peace because you know how to accept the reality of the moment. Then when you at peace, what happens? You don't react, correct or not? No anger, no evil root. No fear, no evil root. No emotional negativity, no selfishness. And then with that clarity of mind, you have to reflect and contemplate. How best can you resolve this amicably? Then the solution is always noble eightfold path. Understand not? Noble eightfold path to have right view, to accept the reality of the moment. Then arise right thought. Then condition your right speech or right communication. Then act accordingly. Understand? And then all problems resolve. Like the Buddha said, you cultivate noble eightfold path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. That's why there is no suffering and no problem when you understand. Good. Thank you so much. Yeah, is there anything else?
There's one more brother there. Actually, really? While doing the chanting just now, full of energy.
Very strong.
And then, I don't know whether someone, is it someone standing in front taking photograph of it?
No. This session
I got
didn't.
This very
bright light. You see bright light. Oh, sweetheart.
Sadhu. You're taking photograph.
Oh, no.
So, very bright light.
Yeah. It's okay. Because the devas, they requested through me. So, when you chant, they rejoice. So that's why the mudra came to Mimi, then for Polian also. Initially, I saw her mudra, very good. Oh, this Taiwan, the mudra, very good. It's really like Avalokiteshvara's movement. But finally, she cried because of past condition. Okay, very good. Thanks.
Thank you.
No problem. Pass to next one behind. Ah, Mrs. Ho. Never mind, let her share. She want to share, let her share.
I must thank you, Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo, let me come. And earlier last year, I committed to Brother Su An about
good.
This trip.
Yeah, very good.
And then I realized... Later.
She is too happy. Later, the emotions. Brother Chong Kong.
Sorry for that.
No problem.
All right. Good afternoon to all, especially to Brother Teo, organizing committee, Dharma Fairers, the cultivators. Number one, Brother Teo, great Dharma teacher, sadhu. Number two, the organizing committee, also number one. Number three, all the cultivators, also number one. Okay, I'm Chong Kim Lim from Alostar. I came with my wife, my son, Mr. Kang and Mrs. Kang, two cars from Alostar. Back home in Alostar, we don't have any particular association like you all have. SJB, we don't have. So we don't belong to any association. So for me, I think it's a very, since many, many years ago, I've attended such retreat. I think easily before I got married. That was 30 over years ago. And then I remembered I was in my teens, I was associated to the Kedah Buddhist Association Youth Circle English Section. And I was given Dharma, simple Dharma, you know, the Four Noble Truths, Noble Eightfold Path. Then what I said was from mere knowledge. So now as I go on, I feel, wow, fantastic. Thank you to Brother Teo.
Sadhu to him also, because he can appreciate. Because after gone through life, when the truth has been proclaimed, then when it relates to life, you have this type of joy and understanding because the real Dhamma is so different. Okay, sadhu. Thank you. Continue, Brother Chong.
Just for your information, I came to know Brother Teo through Mr.
Kang. Ah, yes.
That was way back in 2007.
Yeah. Yes.
Myself, my wife, and my daughter went to see Brother Teo. We stayed in his house for a few days.
Yeah.
Remember? Huh?
Yes.
Just a few days. My daughter, she came back from the States with some health problem.
Mm.
She was under a GPA scholar.
Mm.
So we put her back to put her in MU because she cannot cope in the States.
Yes.
So that's why we approached Mr. Teo through Mr. Kang. We approached Brother Teo for help. And he showed us a way. He showed us what we should do. And everything goes according to plan. Mm. Very good.
Mm.
Maybe it's I don't know, it's a karma affinity.
Yeah, affinity.
And
because in the past, you all have, not this life, previous life, you have helped people who have this type of suffering and problem, similar problem, but not may not be the same. But people have suffering. Like this life, Sui An and Mipon do a lot of these good things. So people who have problem, got affinity, because they also have their karmic friction, they will meet with people who will bring them to see those who can advise them. Then when they meet up, the faith is there, then they follow the advice and the instruction, then they realize all their problems get resolved, and they rejoice. So this is part and parcel of law of karma, cause and effect. So wherever you got conditioned to do good, help support the Buddha Sasana, you should do asana. So that in future, like Brother Sui An and Mi Fong, they got a lot of this parami. So in future, they got no problem. Even got problem, a lot of these people will come. So that is the part that we have to understand. Okay, you can continue.
Best part is now my daughter is okay, graduated from USM, working in USM. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Brother Teo personally on behalf of my family.
Sadhu.
And over here, the last 5 days, I find very peaceful.
Yeah.
Though I have not been meditating for since so long, I find it's a good start for me.
Mm.
And then I find it's peaceful and calmness for me as a personal opinion. And I can see the bond between all of you here is very, very good, very close. I rejoice with that.
Yes.
Very good.
At the lunchtime, Brother Chong approached me and smiled and said, "Wow, Brother, your Dhamma friend really fantastic, is it? A lot of harmony. Everybody is so friendly and like so nice to each other and can communicate. You have joined other group, you will know this group, that table, that group, that table, all cannot talk." Then sometimes they don't interact. But here different. No? Everyone is so keen to help. Everyone is so sincere. Understand? That's why Dhamma friends are different. Both walk the path of Dhamma. We have our precept. We have our right view. We are walking the path to cultivate less and less of this selfishness. Understand? More and more in this wholesomeness and goodness and kindness. Because all this goodness, wholesomeness and kindness bring about great blessing and great wholesomeness. That's why your life will continue to improve. That it will set the condition for you to receive your good karmic friction. The moment you change, you devote your life to Dhamma, all the meritorious action you do, that's why your base become different. Then do you know what happened to you or not after that, when you become virtuous? With this time meritorious action, you are very virtuous. I know. You at least will be born in the Deva plane. Worst come true worst, if you didn't make it to enlightenment. So, that is the power. That is the power of these merits. So, then you know, after you have this, everything you do, your dana, your what, proportionate to your cultivation. So, that's why before you have all this, you do dana, release, but not much effect on us. But after you determine, then you do, the merit is very different. Then after that, you invoke the power of merit. for whatever you want to use. Not necessary just imina penyang kamina. I teach you this one. Imina penyang kamina is for your own deliverance. You invoke the power of this merit so that it arises the causes and conditions for you always to avoid the foolish, made out of the wise, so that Nibbana can be realized. That one, every day we chant, we have ready. Understand? So you have that. But if you want to use your merits to help people or help your own self, means your relative, your children, your parent, or what, any problem, you invoke. Just like last time, Brother Chong, they all came. The daughter's problem. I teach them just three things. Ask for forgiveness. Cultivate wholesomeness. Then after that, invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for her to recover to her good state of mind. That is how it can be done. Understand? So merits are like money. Understand? You develop merit towards action. It's like you have in our civilization. You have money. So you can channel this money to do whatever goodness you want, understand? But it must be allowable by money, understand? Means what? You want that money to buy TV, yeah? Improve on people's welfare, donate everything, you can. But you cannot say, I got money, I want to buy people's girlfriend and wife, understand? Nobody will sell to you, understand? It's not allowable. So merit also same. You cannot say, by the power of this merit, may arise a call for me to be enlightened tomorrow. You like that means you want people's wife and girlfriend. It cannot arise. So that is why you need to know there are certain things that have the condition to manifest, then it's possible. Understand? If there is no condition, means like money, there are certain things you cannot buy with money. Understand? Things that people don't want to sell to you, you cannot buy. You know? So, like you say, I got money, I want to buy out this whole temple. Nobody will sell to you. So, yeah, this temple has this committee that has this, what they call, you call what? The original objective. Original objective, you call aims. Or the note. So this is what you need to understand. So that part, if you want to use it, to help, like, if let's say you got certain loved one, got certain problem, you invoke the power of merit. May they recover to good health, or may they overcome their present mental problem and all those things, and may they recover to normal state of mind so that they can live the normal life again. All this within the power. But if you are not sincere, the effect also not there. If you are very sincere, there will definitely be a response. And I help a lot of people recover, turn around. Okay? That one is just a sharing. So, anything else? Good, thanks. Next one. you have passed on. Here. Yip first.
I thank you, Brother Teo, and the committee members and everybody else who make this possible. I'm really grateful to be here. I got to know Brother Teo about 2 years ago, and then he encouraged me to come. I guess you can see like maybe trouble on my face, I don't know. It's like he's quite attracted to me, I feel, on that day.
Attracted, huh? She was the one that every time tried to help the sister, bring the sister, bring the children. I think got bring husband also.
I came here is because my husband left me.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
You cannot get them married.
No problem.
Okay. Yes. And also after that, it's really great encouragement from Brother Suyan. Every day he always remind me to come because I'm so busy, I'm always late, and I'm so tired by the time I get there. Every time I slept through half the way.
Okay.
But every time I make sure I go back like for one or two message, go back more patient with my children, and then I treat myself better.
Yeah. You will have that what they call understanding, and then you will straighten your view a bit, then change a bit, huh? Not overnight on. Huh?
Okay, but very good. Slow.
Never mind. Initially very slow, but the moment you get it right, oh, you like bullet train. Now it's conventional train. Okay, yeah.
But one thing I cannot understand, I go back either too excited, so normally I cannot sleep.
Oh, you know why? Because the energy that go in and charge you out, you stay awake on. You ask all those Dhamma friends, they can chat until next morning. You cannot sleep on, I think.
So lucky.
And when the Dhamma is there, and when you have the faith, you receive a lot of energy, you don't know. When you are around me, you receive a lot of energy. Then here, this place is charged with energy. Just now, chanting also, charged with energy. Those who can see and feel, you ask them. I cannot see one, I cannot feel one. Oh, I can feel, sorry, I cannot see. But those who can see, actually it's meant to be. Because of that, they will come through these people and tell me what they want. That's why this morning I did something, because I think Sister Anne came in. To me, what she felt, then I know what they want. That's why this morning I do a totally different morning routine. Those who heard, they will know. I teach you how to do metta to all the beings. Then I talk about kindness, goodness, all those virtues. Then how to develop the understanding of life as well. Through all this goodness, kindness, gentleness, and virtue. Nothing else, then don't ever allow the evil root to arise. You are the other roots of all evil. So no matter what happens in life, don't become selfish, don't get angry, don't react and become fearful. Are then you sure peaceful? But your problem still not resolved. You can resolve it, because with that understanding, once you don't react and blame, you don't have evil root, you are not an evil person as that. Then you have clarity of mind. Then you can think rationally. You can look at your possibility. You can proceed and solve your whatever problem amicably. You only need to apply Noble Eightfold Path. That's all. Have the right view. Don't blame anybody else. Law of karma. Accept it. Then do what you have to do. Need to ask for forgiveness, repentance? Do. Then cultivate the Dhamma. Means follow advice of Buddha. Avoid all evil, do good. Means every day you have your religious routine. You have generosity when you radiate metta. You keep your precept against meritorious action. Then meditate for a while. Then meditation can be daily mindfulness or formal sitting. Then your fourth one, every day pay respect in front of your altar. That's why I told you to get a Buddha image or whatever. Then keep that altar clean with respect. Then 1 month about Choya Sam, you can make offering. When you make offering sincerely, the nature's law record, then after that, you find time to listen to Dhamma, then continue to share merits. Listen to Dhamma, don't have to attend my class every day. The recording is a lot, more than enough for you to listen for 1 or 2 more years. So, they are all there. Then once you straighten your view, then you share merit, transfer merit, all the meritorious action there already. Then you rejoice. And then you come and help. There are many things you can help. Then you can be a blessing to all. Then when you're ready, you can share with other people, because you have got the experience. If you really want to understand life, you want to resolve your problem, you can come and attend Brother Teo's class. Like that, okay. That means you don't quote me. Because you say from your experience, I think it's very beneficial. Initially, they're very reluctant, I tell you. Because they don't know who Brother Teo is. You asked Sri Anasi last time. When they started in the house, Mi Fong, Ing Bi, and here, team, 3 person. I say 1 person also I teach, because if there is sincere request. Then that time Sui Han never meditate, I cannot meditate well. So Mi Fong say, 2 only, Pu Sui Han. Then Sui Han very smart, SMS, SJB also. Then normally they give XU, he also know. The trouble is, probability or number, or so many, a few turn up. Well, the moment they turn up, they stay or no? The moment they turn up, they stay or no? And then more and more, more and more. And that's why the Thursday class now very big. So that is how Dhamma can be beautiful. So all this, once you do, your nature is different as well. This will make you safe. No? Even you're not enlightened, sure, deva birth. No? Oh, so this type of life, and this is so easy. Right? Have a routine to develop 10 meritorious action. Keep your precept on you. No need to be very, very spiritual yet. And then, determined to cultivate spiritual faculty, especially sati, leading to heedfulness. Then you're destined for enlightenment. Then, all these merits that you do, you make aspiration, you sure enlighten one, I tell you. This one got guarantee. Okay, continue. Sister,
I'm not able to sit. I do not know why. There's like a lot of obstruction, a lot of things to do. But what I do is, every day I say Namo Tassa to the Buddha, and then like, Choya Sapma, I also pray extra lah.
Okay.
So, and then I attend your classes.
Oh, okay.
So, almost there lah. So, what happened is like, I find that this retreat gives me a lot of encouragement. Because I spoke to you, I said, is it going there or not? It's like, I'm not very certain.
So that's why I advise you, I remember, don't believe your thought anymore. Your thought always say, I very chow one, I this one cannot one, I that one cannot, I very slow one. This type of statement come from your thought and so on. When you have faith in the Buddha, means what? I believe the Buddha. If the Buddha say this can be done, it can be done. And then the faith will drive you, virya. Then you diligently cultivate. Otherwise your thought block you, understand? Understand? You have read this success book before there. The difference between a successful person and a person who is not successful is what? If somebody give advice, hey, you do this, you can make it one, no, financially. That fellow who is cannot successful one, poor one, you know, is it? Not for me one, la. This one for millionaire, billionaire, those who have the special condition. Means what? You don't even want to look at it, you close the door. Whereas the other fellow who is really have this, what they call potential to make it, he will look at it differently. You sure? Can I? He go and try it. Oh, then he make it. Understand? Yeah, he's very positive. Understand? He just want to make sure that there is condition or opportunity for him to move. So you tell the thought enough. All this type of, just like Bayon Kati, is it true? Are you sure it's true? If I think that thought, how? I cannot move. If I don't think that thought, oh, full of faith and confidence, I sure move. So change your way of thinking. Because wrong thought set you back. Right thought motivate you and drive you along. Okay? That is what you need.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sadhu. Pass behind. Never mind, never mind. Uncle cannot hear. Never lah, no need. Yeah, he can't hear.
Good afternoon, everyone. Brother Teo and all brothers and sisters of the Dhamma. My name is Bi Chin. I think I'm a little bit. I'm really, really a newbie here because I've never attended any Tuesday sessions. I have not attended the Thursday sessions, but I just jumped into the retreat.
So hard.
I have to say I'm very grateful to Stephanie, my friend of many, many years.
Yeah.
She never gave up on me.
Sadhya.
I cannot count the number of times I have turned her down. She will always say, Bi Chin, you need to come to Brother Teo's sessions. It will be very good for you. She uses very simple words. She just say, come, Bi Chin, very good, very good. You know, and so many times I've turned her down. This time, I don't know what made me do it. I just said, okay, I'll join the retreat. Yeah, And she said, okay, I will pay for you first. Huh? Yeah, so I said, okay, no problem. And even at that time, I said, well, if something should come up and I cannot make it, it's okay. I will consider it as a donation to the temple. But then I told myself, it's time that I take a serious look at my life, what I've been doing, and I think all this while, what I've done is just focus on work.
Yeah, career.
That's all I do, on career. And I mean, there are pros and cons, and whether I'm right or wrong, I do not know. After this retreat, after this listening for these few days, I'm quite certain that I'm going to change my... what I do every day. For many, many years, I've put work first.
Yeah.
And now I know it's not right because there are many areas of my life that I've neglected.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you very much to Stephanie.
Yes.
So, what I found is that these few days I noticed everyone is so cooperative.
Mm.
There's a lot of teamwork.
Yes.
And the quietness here is amazing.
Yes, yes.
You know, you really get... I really got to think.
Mm.
Think of many, many things. And I like the quiet.
Mm.
Yeah, and even everyone speaks very softly.
Yes,
There's... people seem to understand each other.
Yeah.
You know, as they walk around doing their things and all
correct,
that.
Yeah.
There's this common goal. So
yes.
It's quite special.
Yeah.
It's quite special. Yes, I think this group is very interesting.
Yeah, very unique.
Very unique. I hope I've taken away many, many lessons from here. Mm. What I like about Brother Teo's talks are his very practical examples.
Yeah.
You know, if you listen to theory, you cannot remember. It's studying, right?
Yeah.
But he throws in stories. He throws in everyday examples.
Day-to-day,
and it's very practical. It's life.
Yeah, life itself.
Right, so it's so much easier to remember and try and follow.
Yes.
You know, so I think the most important thing I've taken away is probably to learn to smile.
That one most important. Yeah, sadhu.
I usually put so many things, in my head. I have so many thoughts that... I think I don't smile too much.
You have to smile. There is what they call joy when you smile. Then unknowingly, you release your stress and tension. When you can smile, the facial muscle relax. You got less stress. Good.
And I think the other one is also attachments. Attachments are really, really just
not
suffering.
Easy, not easy to see that clearly. So... it takes a while for you to slowly, slowly straighten your view by contemplating into it, reflecting into it. Like I said, why do I attach? Because I think this body is me. So like Bhayankati said, after I attach, what happened? The thought will make me miserable. That's how the thought will label my children, my husband, my colleague. How can they do this? You trust the thought, you go through suffering. But you don't trust the thought, you don't know what to do. So now don't trust the thought. Trust your understanding. Without this thought, I'm more peaceful. So, okay, tell this thought. Don't try to influence me anymore. Now I decide how I want to live. Then slowly, slowly, you straighten your view. The more important thing that will lead to change is you keep this 10 meritorious action going as your routine. And these are very easy to do one. At least pay respect to Lord Buddha, then chant the salutation, then keep your precept. You see, once you pay respect, you chant the salutation, then you keep your precept, you already develop a lot of wholesomeness. The precept is very powerful. Then when you pay respect to Buddha with the faith and the sincerity, the feel of merit is even more powerful. Then after that, you can invoke the power of these merits, even this retreat, to make aspiration so that in future, every time you come, you will have the condition to learn this truth so that you don't have to go through all the suffering and the misery again. They say, don't go the wrong path. But the Cantonese way is better. Yin Wang Lu. What? Yin Wang Lu. So that you don't go all the unnecessary road. You don't have to experience all those suffering, understand or not, in order to reach right understanding. So all this that you can do, rejoicing, smile, rejoice when you see people have goodness, kindness, then people really, really do something that benefit people. So rejoicing is very easy to do. Like somebody do certain thing out of kindness, you rejoice. Then you have gratitude towards that person. Now, when you have more and more of this, this virtue will shine forth. It will replace all your anger, your envy, your jealousy, born of the evil root. Then after that, if you learn to listen to more Dhamma, that one you need to sacrifice your time. Then as you understand more, you straighten your view. Then the other thing will follow. You can transfer merits, share merits. Then later on, you can share what you understand. And then when you complete this, your life, beautiful, I tell you. Then you realize your life like suddenly become different compared to last time, so much problem. So much suffering. Suddenly you realize a lot more peaceful. Everything like suddenly go your way, go your way. Then learn to have more dana parami, donation. Not necessarily money. Radiate loving kindness, metta is a form of donation. Okay? Okay, we allow Pichin to continue.
Very quickly, just, I think attachments. Well, I learned that we should not be attached to our possessions. And I guess to do that, we just have to be, I just have to be contented and be grateful. You know, that's what I've been listening to for the past few years, a few days, you know, over here. So it has sunk in. And yes, very, very important is dana. Yes. So I have to keep that in mind. I think I would definitely want to start with dana. The challenge will be when I go back to my corporate world.
Corporate world, yes.
Yeah, that will be my challenge. Yeah.
That's why what you suggested to me was very good. You want to buy, or not to say buy, you want to invite one of the image back to your house. That one you should do. It will start your faith. It will remind you. Then when you have this altar, when you pay respect to the Buddha, then when you have it organized, your life will change. Because that will connect you back to the affinity with the Triple Gem, which in the past you have, but you couldn't have the condition to connect this life. You're too busy involved with life. You're like you say, priority is career. Number one, then you lack contentment because you believe you have to work so that financial freedom and all those things can come. Then thinking that money can bring about happiness. But a lot of people fail to understand, if you overstress yourself, money causes you to lose your health. Understand? You work so hard for money and you lose your health. Then you have to pay for the health, use money to pay for your health, to gain back your health. So that is an arithmetic that people never count. But if you can develop the understanding of career, investment, and have a balanced career life, means you can still spend time, but not too much of your time, to do your work and your investment. You can also be successful if you plan it well. That's why I can retire early. I retire early because I'm very good in investment, so I don't have to work. I make more money from investment than my salary, so that's how I did it. That's why I give priority to my life, like I told you. First 25, study, study, study. Then second 25, I work, not an hour. Third phase, someone want to work. Understand? After 50, someone want to work means you don't have time for yourself. You don't have life for yourself. So you plan your life according to this understanding. Then the last 25 means 50 to 75 years old. Not guaranteed or no. So, thank you for your sharing, Vijay. Very good.
Thanks to everyone. I really enjoyed myself here.
Sadhu. Okay, yeah, Yun Chan.
Hello. Yeah. Oh, I just want to thank everybody for giving me an opportunity to provide service following the churchy staff. Kanan.
Thank you. Kanan means gratitude, for those who don't know Mandarin. A lot of gratitude.
The working committee is very harmonious, everyone. Everyone also very cooperative.
Very
good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sadhu.
Can I make one comment?
Can.
I don't know whether for newcomers the amount of Dharma talks that you gave, is it information overload?
Oh, no. Because somebody, I think, Day's friend, where's the lady? She said she very new. Where is she? The red shirt one. You ask her. She said she very new. I said like that better. Clean slate. No view. Very easy go in. Because this one related to life, like Bichin, new. Understand? You all, a lot of conditioning. Last time that monk tell me like that, now Brother Teo tell me like that. Conflict. Understand? You think information overload. I repeated a lot of those things inside the notes. Understand? And this one I said, no need to take notes. Listen, then go back and read. I tell you, they penetrate faster than you. Really? So you have to understand that aspect. That's why the Zen, they say, if you want to drink tea, empty your cup first. Your cup is your views, your opinion. If you don't empty your cup, whatever people pour in, overflow out. Well, you stick onto your views and your conditioning. Then how to straighten your view? Straighten your view means whatever knowledge you have, put it in the memory bank. Don't use it. Listen. Listen with impartiality. Assume I don't know. Like Krishnamurti. Start from clean slate. Then I listen. Is there any truth that was spoken? If you're not sure, check Kalama Sutta. If I follow what Brother teach, did it bring about suffering to me and to others? If it doesn't, you go ahead and do. Then does it bring benefit to you? You will know. And all the Dhamma are very simple. They are nature's law that governs life and existence. They are not some theory that you need to believe. The only thing you need is spiritual faculty and heedfulness. Anyway, thank you for bringing that out. At least we have the condition to clear that misconception. We are a lot of people who attended my class, you know why they think like that, especially Yun Chan. It took them many years to listen to all this law. And now one session, 5 days, you count it. So we don't blame them. So she is actually very concerned with the newcomer. But I told her, no need to worry. Because I know people who are very, very clean slate, especially those who've been through life, especially those who have been through suffering. I tell you, they listen only. They wake up, I tell you. Especially the vulnerable truth. Even Padmasuri said, he listened to so many vulnerable truth. But that night, you asked her to describe. There was so much joy, a burst of joy. Totally different. Understand? That's why it's very different. You have the faith, different. Okay, go on. Next one. Alicia.
Actually,
yeah.
I'm not good at all this.
Don't worry.
I just want to say thank you to everyone, especially you, that giving me all the guidance. And of course, I have to thank Vincent.
For bringing you. Vincent was the one responsible for bringing Alicia and the husband to see me. Very good, Sadhu. Sadhu.
My experience I want to share is last time before I know the Dhamma, I'm as if dead. Like, you know, every day like suffer.
She a lot of First Noble Truth reality that condition her misery, suffering until depression, very severe depression. Continue.
Now I'm getting better and better. And the thought, the negative thought, not so much already.
Right. Very good. Sadhu.
And I would like to thank everyone that taking care of me and being so nice.
Sadhu.
I'm always the very mafan one.
This is gratitude, the virtue. When your heart has gratitude, means you have changed. You have come out of the cocoon of depression. The people in depression, they cannot have gratitude. They are very sad, too sad inside them. That's why when she come out, she starts to have gratitude. And the best one is who? Janice. Remember? We go Thailand one. All of a sudden, towards the end of the trip, during dinner, she burst into tears and cry. Nobody can make her stop. But that one is not like polio, it's different. That one was because of something. Then she, a lot of anger. Then her life also a lot of suffering. Surprisingly, last 2 years, you look at the WhatsApp, so much kindness, so much understanding, so much virtue, so much gratitude towards everything. Everything she wrote, I really don't believe her. I thought it's another person. But the name Janice is definitely very rare. Not Jenny. Jenny is very common. But Janice is very rare. So people like that can come out of it. Means what? The Buddha Dharma really works. Understand or not? And no need money, They say, go psychiatry, pay a lot, some more, take the tranquilizer, sleep whole night. Then they don't really have a complete fix. So the only complete fix is the Dhamma, I tell you. If you don't understand, you will be trapped. Suffering will be the result. So these are actually living proof that you can see for yourself. So that's why you check with Suyan, she know. He know. Suyan Mifong. They witness so many people turn around, benefited. People with divorce problem, people with children's problem, health problem, all sorts of problem. Dhamma is the only permanent fix. Okay? So have faith. Do it. Try it. You got nothing to lose. Worst come to the worst. Didn't work for you. But how come you work for others? Then you got to check. You must have done the wrong one. Alicia, thanks. Anything else? You got anything else? The mic passed over already. Polian share. Pass to Polian. Yeah, very good. Sadhu. Because the first day... very good. You know why? Thank you, Polena. This is very good. First day, Alicia sat beside me, same table. She saw the weather here going to be cold. After we arrive, after our first session, dinner time, 5:30, you can feel the cold. He said, Polena, one shot only. Then one like short sleeve t-shirt, then no warm clothing, and she was so concerned. That's why this goodness, this kindness, this good thought will bring about a lot of wholesomeness for Alicia. She only can do this after she come out of depression. No? Otherwise, last time he lost in the thought, Anansa, in the cocoon of thought that conditioned her depression. Then the world like is dead to her, she said. Anansa, no? She is like a dead person living. No? You know, how serious was that? And she got no Dhamma one before that. She only came to my house, I remember, listened to Tuesday class. Then within two sessions, I saw her, the face start to smile. Then I saw her like very attentive. No? Everything I say, especially about the Four Noble Truths, First Noble Truth, wow, like she, yeah, this is what happened, this is what happened. Like everything she gone through before. Then she laughed, no? Yeah, thought only one. Why like that? Why I go and believe the thought? Then your life, you decide. Oh, last night, I don't know. Caught inside there, cannot see. Keep on believing the thought. Cocoon and cocoon and cocoon. Then like tape recorder. No? Keep on repeating. So you see, Dhamma can free you. Once you understand, so clear, isn't it? The old way lead to so much stress and suffering and misery, like a living dead. Understand? No? Whereas, if you understand and come out of it, then you have the whole beautiful world in front of you, another. So life is not just to be trapped in the First Noble Truth reality and become sad and miserable and lost your life. Understand? No? This is what Dhamma is. It has the power to free you. That's why you must determine to develop this understanding, like the Buddha said, so that you have the ability to confront the First Noble Truth reality without suffering. Because in the Third Noble Truth, he says, suffering need not be, understand, if you have the wisdom. But if you don't have the wisdom, if you are not diligent enough, the moment you confront, I tell you, the First Noble Truth reality really hit. That's like prevalence of suffering, the Buddha said. Suffering is everywhere if you don't have the wisdom. So keep that in mind, wisdom.
Okay. Can I ask something?
Can.
Last time I used to be like very angry over a lot of things.
Yeah,
like,
over a lot of things.
Why should I do all this? But then now I do it like so happily.
With a lot of happiness. Last time you do also not happy. That's why the Dhamma are very different.
Then I always complain, why should I do all this? Why it has to be me who do everything?
Yes.
You know, all this thought always come over and over,
trap you.
It's really, really great. Yeah,
sadhu.
Really
very great. Sadhu. Thank you so much. Yes. Suyan. So fast. No wonder Alicia improved so fast. Very good. Sadhu. Okay, we go on. Next one. Next one is Brother Chong San. You introduce yourself.
My name is Chijen. Back home people call, my friends call me Brent.
Oh, okay.
That's my English name, Brent. I have a lot of gratitude and thankfulness to Brother Teo, the committee the community here. Everybody is really nice and mindful. The feeling I get from this retreat is rather than like I gain something, it's more like a lot has is a dropping rather than gaining.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. Sadhu. You understand what he say or not? Sadhu. It's all the wrong view, wrong thought, all wrong. In that sense, you didn't gain it. Correct? You think, I gain a lot. But you gain a lot of understanding, wisdom, correct? But when he say he didn't gain, means he know already. He know how to drop already. That's like, in that sense, he didn't gain. He dropped a lot. That's how there is a lot of joy. You remember the first day he sat at the back, he asked me that question. Then after that, he said, your question answered already. because he got an inquiry mind. So all this, you will come to know when the affinity is there, when the condition is there, he turned up and out. Earlier on, I think he wrote some email to me. I remember that name, Brent. Was it you who wrote the email to me? Yeah? Oh, she sent it to me. Oh, I am. Yeah. I think so, yeah. And now pass the mic to the mom. Yeah. I remember your mom passed to me. Yeah. Then after I answer, she copied my answer to you. Ah, now I remember, yes. Yeah. Let him continue.
Like when I first came, I think I had some ripples, some questions.
Yeah.
And then I asked Brother Teo for his answer, and from the life here, like watching the monks.
Yeah.
They're chanting the vibration, doing the work, washing the dishes.
Yeah, very good. You do with understanding. That's why there is joy. Then there is no like envy and jealousy. There's an envy and jealousy, evil rhythm. Why only my table do? Other table no need to do. Then you finish already. There's an evil rhythm. Why my table every day also ask me clean toilet? If you think like that, the evil rhythm is there. That's why no harmony already. Then the Dhamma fly out the window. But there is wrong thought. That's why thought that condition your selfishness, your envy, your jealousy. These are wrong thoughts. That make you unhappy. But you do with joy. Oh, like I remember I saw him put the mineral water on top, the very heavy one. Oh, I rejoice like anything because he got the strength. Then the two girls have to push the trolley. That's why when you do it, understanding, there's a lot of joy. Then you really want to help. Everybody is so cooperative. But you will be only tested when the condition is different, when everybody not cooperative, everybody is selfish. And then see whether you have the real Dhamma. Understand? That's why there is a lot of tests. You can be like that, happy, because everybody is like that. They condition you because they give you the example that you should be like that. Then you realize a lot of harmony, a lot of happiness, a lot of joy. Why? Because they are sincere. Understand? They are sincere. And they are really, really walking the path of Dhamma. So when you have this type of understanding, they don't have this like negative thinking. Understand? Trying to like, why like that? Why me? Huh? Just like what Alicia went through. And that will bring you to hell, understand? In the human realm, understand? No need to go down, understand? That's why she used to tell me last time after she recovered, why last time so stupid? Understand? And now you had laugh. When you kena kau-kau that time, you're totally miserable inside there, understand? Okay, anything else, Brent?
Nothing else.
Good. Then pass on.
One more thing. Hopefully the merit that we all do here,
yes,
will help everyone to
definitely. Thank you so much. He make you all a pure wish, by the power of your merits, is it? Hopefully he will bring forth causes and conditions for you all to really make it, means enlightened. Sadhu, rejoice. Yeah, carrying out, yes. That's why I saw me and another girl, don't know who. Yes. So after he is gone, you have to look for another strong man. No, Vincent is around. Oh, Vincent also going back. Oh, yeah. Huh? Oh, Mr. Hung. Oh, no, two person. One person cannot. We are old already. Very heavy, old already, must 2%. You ask me to carry, I don't want. Because that one is very heavy. Oh, very heavy. Well, that water is how many gallons? Very heavy. So you cannot, 2 or 3% also, never mind. No need shy on. 3% carry very light. I put on top, go in already. I saw him so strong, Brent. He when he put down, very loud. So, not to say no, not to say it's very heavy for one person. It's very heavy. But if two person, wow, the load off half. So that's why when you have a partner, or a spouse, or a companion, or a friend who can help you, two person carry the burden very light. One person, oh, I tell you, not easy. So life is like that. So learn to have friends. Good friend, sincere friend, honest friend, friend with gratitude, virtue, respect, and understanding. Not the one from Macau on. From Macau one is what? Macau friend. No, not gambling. In Cantonese, they say Macau friend. Macquai friend. So Macau friend. From Macau. Okay, next one. Yes. Introduce yourself.
Yeah, Brother Teo and all my Dharma sisters and brothers. First of all, I must thank Brother Teo for your untiring and relentless effort in teaching us the Buddha's Dharma. I am just amazed you have so much energy and stamina for talking whole day and no sign of fatigue at all. Even though I sit there listening, I feel tired. Physically and mentally.
Yeah, you know why or not? Huh? That's why I tell you the secret. The other Kayanamita follow me long one, sure no one. If I don't speak the Dhamma, I fatigue. The moment I speak my Dhamma, flu also gone. So, because that pure energy just come out from the heart. It's not me speaking, no. You think I speak? I borrow this body through my nature speak. You know? And this one come out from inside. You know? That's why I cannot remember what I say. This moment out, next moment is gone. Then whatever condition from there, I continue. You know? That's why I continue. After some time, I say, how come I come here? I also don't know how I come here. But there's a reason. Then you remind me, then I go back again. You know? Otherwise, I lose focus. Very good. At least you observe that. Not only you, no, two or three people tell me. No. You say, bro, you are there, Pulian. She say, you ask her to tell better. Pass the mic to her for a while.
I don't know whether the way I sit is parallel in Brother's house because I look up, the eyes like your mata sipet. So when over here, you can see the eyes very big, you know, and then the face is pinkish, hou yao san, you know, like hong nun nun.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why Brother's tail is different? But I 2 days ago, I also suddenly realized 2 things. It's like before you all talk about the printing of the book, suddenly just say that he need to come up with a book.
That's why she suggested it's well published and
available to people out of this place, out of the Thursday class, out of Tuesday. Yeah, that's what I have in mind. The other thing is, I take over to share. I would like to thank Brother Teo, thank Mrs. Teo, thank all the people here, especially the committee. Few months back, there was one of the Wu Ping Ching, so I went once. I remember Miss Lee was like requesting and begged Brother Teo to have a class or something. Teo said, I'm going to Singapore, my daughter. And then, what I feel that I might interpret wrongly, my heart just sunk. And I tell myself, oh God, I'm starting to come and learn Lama, he don't want to teach already. You see, so I have this feeling and I also noticed that during the 1 month plus Chinese New Year break, when we come back to see Brother Teo, you can see his face got more flesh. So what I'm trying to say is I am very gratitude that to some extent you definitely sacrifice your time with your family, your rest time to spread the Dharma. Just I always remember you say that Sijia Moni 4 is, you know,
correct.
So do take care of
your body. Okay. Because the Buddha passed away age 80. Yeah. Most of the disciples, 120. Why? He is very compassionate. He just want to develop this compassion and help all living beings. Then teach until he got not enough rest, not enough sleep. Then he told Ananda, my body is like a worn-out blockhead. Don't ask me to extend anymore. We are after the Buddha told Ananda, 90 days from now, I will depart from this world. Means parinibbana. Ananda cried. Then check with the others. The others say, go and beg the Buddha to stay on. The Buddha say, this body, which is the form, the physical body, already like a worn-out blockhead. You want me to carry? For what? This is first noble truth reality. You know? If you continue to carry this type of body, it's like a ujang, you know, you try. You know? Move for a while, give problem. Then the gearbox like ka-ka-ka-ka-ka. Then the tire like not smooth. You know? So, not to say cannot endure with the wisdom, but this type of body, no point. You know? It has served its purpose. It has delivered Dhamma for 45 years. And they will know when to leave. So that's the reason. The reason why I that time told Miss Lee that I may not continue the class, because we finished our Heart Sutta class. Then my daughter got married a year over. Then she may start a family. Then she bought a condo with her husband. So we were thinking we may have to spend more time there. So I cannot promise as but then later on, Ing Bi very good, wrote another suggestion email, Satipatthana. Wow, thank you so much detail. Until the nature also paisei, okay. That's why Satipatthana. Well, I know she very sincere one. Otherwise, that's why it's not that who write I accept or not. I know one. If there is sincerity, this one, give way on. It's like that. So, Thursday class, she was so sincere, and Mi Feng was so worried, hinting to me. He said, you sure? Then later talk to me. I said, don't worry. I said, yeah, she very sincere. But I went to SJB, I delivered one talk, first talk. He listened. After 2 hours, he come and see me. Oh, relative, your talk. 2 hours, you explain everything. You cover everything. All the essential Dhamma. Then I just smile. I said, oh, sadhu to you, you can understand. Then after that, we met together with Mi Feng. Then I said, wow, you're so good. Why not you teach meditation? The moment I said, teach meditation, Mi Feng looked at me. Because Ing Bi was last time the rising, falling Burmese strategy. So Mi Feng very scared, conflict. You know, because I teach anapanasati. I said, never mind, we are very sincere. And I was so surprised after that class start. He never queried me once about rising, falling against anapanasati. He just had the faith. That's why it's very different. So all this is part and parcel of the condition that arises. Meant to be, will be. If no condition, no sincerity, the class will all stop. It's like that. Because after 89, how come 15 years I didn't do anything? Because there was no condition, like Hui Ning. You know Hui Ning? After he got the thing, the patriarchate from the fifth patriarch, he was with the hunters for 15 to 16 years. I think he longer, he's 16 years. And then only condition arrived, he come out. So me also same. 2004, I come out. So you need to have condition. You need to have people who are sincere, like Yun Chan that time, very sincere. Come and ask 3 times. You know, where go people ask you 3 times? You will ask people 3 times. Very rare. But always the 3 times one is the sincere one. But not... Ah, yes, 10-year anniversary. That's why this year, our year of the end of the year birthday, 60 years old, 10th anniversary. You all go and arrange. Nothing to do with me. It's to have an occasion for Kayanamita together, because I got a few group of Kayanamita, so that if you all can make it, you all can see them together. Then a lot of people tell me, wow, you're this Kayanamita group, different one, very different one. Everyone radiant, so happy, a lot of joy, a lot of understanding, very harmonious, very cooperative. It's not me, understand? It's they themselves learn, they themselves benefit, then they see other people benefit, then they have confidence, they change. As they change, the community change, understand? This is how Dhamma flow. Okay, we have another 5 minutes, then I have to summarize already. The next one. Oh, that's why you haven't finished, huh? Let her finish.
Can I comment something on the retreat?
Can. That one very good.
We I need think feedback. Basically, this is a meditation retreat.
Yes.
So I don't know, we have two groups. One go for a shorter retreat, one go for a longer one.
Yes.
I would feel that even though we, because of respective commitments, some cannot go for the longer one.
Correct.
So I think even though the shorter one should be given enough time of meditation.
Yes.
To let us like develop
the
calmness, the peace of mind, to let us appreciate.
Correct.
I find this is maybe something
very good feedback.
Like in this retreat, I feel
correct.
Myself,
Because
I'm going for a short one. So
correct.
Okay. That's all. Thank you, Abra.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the organizing committee for giving us this opportunity to attend this retreat.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Very good. Actually, in a retreat, you're supposed to be silent retreat. That's why after today, no more joke and all those things. I also no more this morning chanting, evening chanting. Simple Theravada chanting. Then you sit more. And like I told them, Q&A, if nobody report meditation, no Dhamma. Meditate. So that is what the thing, the schedule is planned. But first session, because we need to cater for people who need the Dhamma. So I cannot have the cake and eat it. I can only allow certain time. If I allow more time for meditation, which I can, and I can adjust, but I see no point. During meditation, 1.5 hours also cannot sit, a lot run everywhere. Then those sit one also after a while and lie down, then talk. But first session, okay. So those who are more serious, you have to discipline yourself. And to me, the schedule, the program is flexible. If you want to meditate while I give the sharing, you go there. Meditate. Or you go to the hill on top. It's up to you. Or go back to your room. Meditate. But if you want group sitting to enhance your energy, actually the 1.5 or 1.5 hour is enough. But the problem is, like you say, distracted by others. This one come up. Oh, I think can come up already. Then after that, see? Nobody sit. I also go, because that is the conditioning. But previously, when I have those retreat in Fraser's Hill, very short, but people really sit. Everybody sit, they not come out. Wow, they were very good. Very quiet. Fraser's Hill, I remember. Very quiet, like you morning sit that time. Very still. And today, the environment was so still. I went out there, I saw all of the tree, everything within the forest. Not a single movement. Normally, I can see on with mindfulness, any flow, any movement. I check, I survey. Not a single movement. And you are so blessed and so honored, you know why? 5 days, continuously, good weather. At night, not cold. So you should actually rejoice with your good blessing. I tell you, it's not easy to have this type of blessing. Before we come, you ask them, rain like anything, until very cold. Then a lot of people got flu, got sick, and all those things. Okay? Okay, now I will do the summary. In fact, most of the thing has been covered. So acknowledgement of thank, finish. Rejoicing, finish. Then asking for forgiveness. That one, I think we have to do before the closing puja. I only need to add a small part. How to return to daily mindfulness after the retreat. Closing Dhamma and advice by Virtue on how to continue the cultivation when returning to normal life and normal daily life. And followed by those acknowledgement or thank or thing, that one we will do very fast. Okay, how to prepare yourself so that when you return to your daily life, your normal routine and for Bijin, her corporate world, how do you maintain this cultivation? Understand or not? How do you actually... can.